The Netflix dating series Indian Matchmaking returns for a third season today, 3 years after starting an international debate about arranged marriage. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan spoke with the show's creator to learn how an Oscar-nominated documentarian developed a show that kickstarted a cultural conversation.
Smriti Mundra says it took 10 years to get Indian Matchmaking made. She first began pitching the show to production companies in the late 2000s, but Mundra says she often got the same answer.
You know, the question was like, does she ever work with, like, Americans? Yes, she does work with Americans. They just happen to be Indian Americans.
The she in question is matchmaker Seema Taparia, who's shown traveling between Mumbai and the U.S. to suggest suitable romantic matches for single people with their family's involvement. In the show's 2020 debut, Taparia, who encourages clients to call her Seema Auntie, explain the job of a matchmaker.
In India, we don't say arranged marriage. There is marriage and then love marriage. The two families have their reputation and many millions of dollars at stake. So the parents guide their children, and that is the work of a matchmaker.
In the show's current season, she heads to London, where she meets Priya, a 35-year-old woman with a particular challenge in dating.
I think sometimes guys can feel a little bit intimidated and a little bit like you're broken. Just because you're divorced, you're broken.
Critics have said Indian Matchmaking glosses over important problems in the arranged marriage system, normalizing preferences for lighter-skinned partners, discrimination through the caste system, and focusing on Taparia's wealthy, mostly Hindu clientele. But Mundra says the show does recognize those issues.
It would have been very easy to have scrubbed out references to skin color or religion or caste or what have you, but it wouldn't feel authentic.
Mundra first met Taparia when she used her services many years ago, but she discovered a problem.
All I was seeing was the pressure. All I was hearing was, I'm incomplete unless I check this box and achieve this thing.
She eventually walked away from the process to choose her own husband. Mundra calls herself a proud Nepo baby. Her father was Jag Mundra, a native of India who came to America and taught himself to be a filmmaker. In 2017, Smriti Mundra co-directed a documentary about arranged marriages in India called A Suitable Girl, also featuring Seema Taparia, which won an award at the Tribeca Film Festival. Then she got the idea to film Bruce Franks Jr.
I tell her all the time, she saved my life.
That's Franks, a battle rapper and Black Lives Matter activist elected to the Missouri House of Representatives. Shortly after filming ended with Mundra, Franks fell into a deep depression after the deaths of two people close to him. But when she reached out with an early edit of the film featuring him with his son King, Franks says he rebounded.
I truly was contemplating suicide. But that opening scene with my son put my whole life into perspective for me.
The short film, St. Louis Superman, was eventually nominated for an Oscar in 2020, and Franks resigned from the Missouri House to focus on his mental health. He and Mundra have remained friends. These days, Mundra's helping shepherd the growth of the matchmaking franchise, including a spinoff, Jewish Matchmaking. She hopes to widen the scope of subjects on TV, particularly showcasing stories from Indian and South Asian culture.
It's about time. I mean, we're a fifth of the world's population. Our experiences and our perspective is also universal.
It's a full circle moment for a storyteller dedicated to proving the power of diversity. I'm Eric Deggans.